This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. With the United States reaching a reduction of violence agreement with the Taliban, waiting is underway on what comes next and when precisely there will be direct talks between the insurgents and the Afghan government. Also at issue, the prospects for an American troop withdrawal from Afghanistan after nearly two decades of war. At the Munich Security Conference in Germany today, U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper voiced optimism.
I think there's general agreement, it's my view as well, that we have to give peace a chance, that the best, if not only way forward in Afghanistan is through a political agreement.
At the same time, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg in Munich sounded cautiously optimistic.
But we are prepared to adjust our force level if the Taliban demonstrate the will and the ability to reduce violence and make real compromises.
Another American theme at the weekend Munich gathering, the need to keep a wary eye on China. Defense Secretary Mark Esper issued a warning.
They have said that by 2035, the PRC intends to complete its military modernization. And by 2049, it seeks to dominate Asia as the preeminent global military power.
People returning to Beijing from other parts of China are being told they must self-quarantine for 14 days. This as the country tries to stop the spread of the COVID-19 coronavirus. China's National Health Commission says the death rate from the infection now stands at more than 1,500, with more than 2,600 new cases, a drop from the number in recent days. In Munich today, China's Vice Minister for Foreign Affairs, Qin Gang, criticized other countries for their reactions to the epidemic.
Certain countries have overreacted and ignored the professional recommendations of WHO, which advise against and even opposed travel or trade restrictions.
More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Good news today for American passengers on the Diamond Princess cruise ship, which is quarantined in the port of Yokohama, Japan, because of the coronavirus infections found on board. The U.S. Embassy in Tokyo says a charter plane will arrive tomorrow to airlift people home. Hundreds of U.S. citizens are among the 2,600 passengers on the Diamond Princess. Another 67 virus cases have been reported on the vessel today, bringing the total to 285. There is a positive development for China's healthcare workers. Their coronavirus infection rate has fallen dramatically. The World Health Organization is trying to reason out why and how what is learned could help the wider at-risk population. Here is Lisa Schlein for VOA in Geneva.
Executive Director of WHO Health Emergencies Michael Ryan says it is not unusual for health workers to become infected during disease outbreaks. He says the WHO and China are exploring the time period in which the infections have occurred.
Our understanding is that the cases amongst health workers peaked in the third and fourth week of January, and there's been a rapid fall off in the number of cases that have occurred in health workers in the last 2 weeks. This may reflect increased levels of training, increased levels of protection, and also increased levels of awareness.
The WHO says a joint mission with China on COVID-19 is moving forward. It says 12 international and WHO experts will arrive in China in the next few days. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, today appeared in a town hall meeting carried live by CNN from Munich. Asked about a long-promised meeting with President Donald Trump at the White House, he told Christian Amanpour he wants that meeting, but that the ball is in the U.S. court, meaning it's up to the American side. He also said it was time for people to stop calling Ukraine a corrupt country, an opinion often voiced by President Trump. Airbus said today it deeply regrets the U.S. decision to increase tariffs on aircraft imported from the European Union. The aerospace company says the new levies would heighten trade tensions, creating more instability for U.S. airlines that are already suffering from a shortage of aircraft. The U.S. Trade Representative's office said Friday tariffs on EU aircraft would rise from 10% to 15% next month. Turkey is deploying tanks and armor in Syria's Idlib province as Damascus continues its offensive against the last rebel enclave in the country. Ankara is also reportedly stepping up its arming of Syrian rebels with sophisticated anti-aircraft and anti-tank weapons. The escalating Turkish military presence follows President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's vow to drive Syrian forces back from Idlib if they don't withdraw by the end of the month. The ultimatum followed the killing of 14 Turkish soldiers by Syrian forces earlier this month. Gene Randall, VOA News.